Chapter 12, An Empty House. Chapter 12 returns to Bayside, where Paul and Sarah face the long night after Peter and Thomas disappeared in the storm. Although the boys are safe on the island, their parents do not know this. They know only that the boys went sailing, a severe storm passed through, and neither boy has returned. The house is empty, the night is long, and the lack of answers leaves room for frightening possibilities to take hold. This chapter illustrates how quickly limited facts can become the foundation for imagined conclusions. The known information is serious but incomplete. Yes, the boy is missing, but beyond that, Sarah and Paul really have no further information. Because they do not know for certain, their minds begin moving toward what might have happened. Injury, suffering, trauma, and death become possible explanations. These possibilities are not established facts, but once they are considered and believed, they begin shaping the parents' emotions and responses as though they were certain. The chapter does not criticize Sarah and Paul for loving their son or caring deeply about his safety. Rather, it exposes the painful way fear can grow when our minds attempt to fill the gaps left by uncertainty. The reader is allowed to see what Sarah and Paul cannot see. Peter and Thomas survived the storm. The boys are safe on solid ground, receiving provision and resting on the island. The parents' fear is based upon the limited information available to them, while the reader knows that their most feared conclusions are not true. What appears hopeless from inside the empty house is not the full reality of the situation. The chapter therefore continues the book's central theme. We don't respond to circumstances, we respond to what we believe those circumstances potentially mean. Sarah and Paul's distress is not caused only by the facts they possess, but also by the conclusions they are forming in the absence of information. Their experience becomes a picture of our own limited perspective when God's purposes seem to be hidden from view. How often do we suffer from the same dilemma? The truth is, God has revealed much about what he is doing when he said that all things work together for the good of conforming us into the image of Jesus, Romans 8:28. All things means just that, all things. Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 4:17 bring an eternal perspective to this struggle. He does not say that affliction is meaningless or that hardship is unreal. He says that present affliction is producing an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. God may be at work in ways we cannot yet see, even when the circumstances before us appear painful, frightening, or without explanation. The chapter asks us to consider whether we can trust God's perspective when our own understanding is incomplete. Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number one, think about a season when you found yourself living in an empty house with unanswered questions. What made that season especially difficult? What did it reveal about what you believed at the time? Number two, what is the difference between hoping that God is at work in a troubling situation and being persuaded that he is at work even when you cannot yet see what he is doing? Can you think of a time when that distinction became evident in your own life? Number three, can you identify a difficult season in which God's faithfulness became clearer only after you had walked through it? How has that experience shaped the way you now face present uncertainties? Island Insights. Sarah and Paul cannot see what the reader sees. Their son is alive, safe, and receiving provision. In the same way, God may be working in ways that remain hidden from us while our minds are filling the unknown with fearful conclusions. Paul reminds us that affliction is not merely followed by a future glory, it is producing an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, 2 Corinthians 4:17. When we cannot see what God is doing, he invites us to trust what he has already revealed to be true about his character, care, and purpose.